Hi, this is Dirk with Steward Leader, and this is The Extraordinary Life. I have become a thrifter. Well, kinda. Maybe I'm a thrifter in training. I've grown to love the folks at one of the local mission stores that I frequently visit. And as we were loading a piece of furniture into my vehicle recently, I recognized that the folks who were helping me were an 80-year-old, a 50-year-old, and a 28-year-old. They were laughing, enjoying each other's company, making lighthearted jokes as they served together. They love doing what they're doing, and love is a thread that connects their lives together. But it is the context of their service. It is the glue that brings folks from different generations and different walks of life together. Now, the writer of Hebrews speaks of this kind of service and connection. God will not forget your work and the love that you have shown him as you have helped his people and continue to help them. God remembers and rewards his people as they help each other, as they serve together. Being saved is great. Going to church, it's great. And putting that faith into action, putting it into service, is the rich and continually renewing and connecting fruit of our life transformation and learning. So as you think about the opening story and the words from the book of Hebrews, how are you encouraged and challenged today? Here are a few thoughts and some questions for folks like us on the journey to the extraordinary life. Number one, serving with and alongside people from all walks of life creates a connection, a bond that is a gift from God. Number two, what types of things give you joy and a sense of accomplishment as you serve? Number three, what groups of folks have you truly enjoyed serving alongside? Number four, what areas of service have kind of been calling you towards them? And then number five, who can you ask to join you in making a difference in these new adventures of service? The extraordinary life is a life of valiant and courageous service. And as we serve, we find the joy of connecting with others beyond our own circle of friends, expanding our vision of how amazing God's people are and the phenomenal things that we can do together. God's great adventure for our lives is a life of service together. We learn together and connect our lives to each other and to the greater calling to be the wonderful and radiant body of Christ. So, as you consider a life of valiant and courageous service to God, a great place to start can be the Steward's Prayer. Lord, what do you want me to do today with all you've trusted me with to honor you and to advance your kingdom? God bless you today as you live the extraordinary life with God and with each other today.